Good morning. It indeed will be a white Christmas. The blizzard has pretty much ended, but it's a bit of a mess out there on the highways with a number of them either snow-covered or closed off right now. Here in the city, crews have been getting to the major streets, but there are still lots of huge drifts and skating rink intersections around the city here, and tons of power outages last night, too, from SAS Power reportedly having to work a little overtime. Seems like they've got most of them taken care of within the city here. But last I checked, the hardest hit power outages in the southwest corner from Gull Lake to Maple Creek and over the Alberta border there. Crews have had to stop work because of safety concerns, and they're going to get back at it at 8 o'clock this morning. But here in town, I heard a number of areas had no power for an hour or two last night, but I think everyone's back online here this morning within the city. Now we've got the cold to contend with and the cleanup. Daryl Massier with City Roadway says sanding trucks have been out in full force, snow plows to follow. He said plows have been focusing on priority roads first because they were blown in.
The winds are actually quite challenging. To compensate that, we bring in extra help.
I will say this. We will be going to hit the road ourselves here this morning with Jillian Massey, our reporter. We'll touch base with her in a few moments. But I know as we drove into work, I thought, okay, you can tell the graders have been down some of the main drags. I came down Arcola, Victoria. They were probably down those streets maybe late last night. But this morning, I hadn't seen them return, but I'm sure they are. As I speak now, they're out there. Snow routes have been declared. That happens once 5 centimeters or a couple inches of snow has fallen. That means there's no on-street parking along those routes identified by that little blue sign with the white snowflake. It's going to be no parking there for 24 hours. And the city plan is always to attack the main drags first, then the secondaries. As for a full residential plow, that's not likely to happen, right? Because they need a good 6 inches or 15 centimeters to have fallen. And some spots may look like that much because of the way the wind has drifted it up, but no, there will not be a residential snowplow going out of this system. I don't expect the storm to encourage the city to come through our neighborhoods yet. Just not enough snow. But on my way to work this morning, I did see a lot of skid steers. As soon as you step outside, you'll hear them. A lot of parking lots being cleared off and in front of small businesses right now. But encourage you to text me at 1-877-300-7275. Let me know if in your area you got a bunch of snow. I'd love to see your pictures. Maybe it's piled up at your front or back door. Just because of the wind, I'd love to see your pictures and love your road reports. You always share with us, too. 1-877-300-7275. The highways, as you would expect, far from great. Number 11 from here to Saskatoon. Calls were coming in from those stranded at local restaurants and gas bars in Davidson.
I'm currently sitting in the gas bar right now, and I cannot see the highway or, like, the road to get to the gas bar. So I would say it's very bad.
Yeah, those were pretty common comments yesterday. This morning, Highway 11, the highway hotline is saying from Regina to Bethune, Regina Beach there is partly snow-covered with reduced visibility at times, and travel then not recommended from Bethune to Saskatoon on number 11. Number 6, leaving the city south, travel not recommended. Number 6 north, partly snow-covered, and travel not recommended at all on the number 1 in either direction out of Regina. And this is where I need your help, because I know many of you are in rural Saskatchewan and have to commute. Hopefully your travels are safe this morning. And when you can, text me 1-877-300-7275. It's a regular school day, only 2 to go right before the holiday break. But yesterday, a lot of after-school programs and extracurricular activities were canceled because of the blizzard. I was at a fundraiser last night at Bonzini's. I'll tell you more about that a little later on. But beside me was Green Zone analyst Daryl Davis. He said, Greg, I can only stay so long. I got to watch, I think it was his niece, had a Christmas concert. So there were still some of those last night. But buses canceled this morning for students in the Prairie Valley School Division. Balcony, White City, Lumsden. I think you're Prairie Valley South. Someone might want to correct me on that, but haven't heard about your buses. Notice went out last night. Hey, Prairie Valley School said no buses. But over at the Regina Airport this morning, lots of delayed or canceled flights on the departure board right now, and a few incoming flights delayed as well. But we're going to hit up Ring Road here in a few moments, see what the situation is there with our Jillian Massey. She has been chosen because she's just a swell driver to head out on the streets of Regina in order to give us full road updates. Well, we didn't get as much snow, perhaps, as originally forecasted, but certainly the wind was brisk, and in some areas it looks like there is a heck of a lot of snow, depending how it was blowing up the side of your house or your driveway, and some of the streets, a little messy as well, too. Regina Transit running their regular routes. They suggest that even the high school special routes will be okay today, but they expect they'll run slightly behind for obvious reasons here, too. But you can keep an eye on the Transit Live website. And might be a few cars still in the ditch left behind last night on Ring Road. We were getting calls late yesterday afternoon about them.
There's a couple of vehicles northbound and southbound on the Ring Road right around that Wascana Parkway exit.
Yeah, and it was a slow crawl homeward yesterday afternoon, just as it'll be a slow crawl to work this morning as we hit the streets of Regina right now with Jillian Massey, our reporter. And Jillian, you've been out for the last half hour or so scouring the city so far. Take me with you. Where have you been? What have you seen?
So far, I've hit the Harbor Landing area, and I've also went down Louvain, and it's full. Like, the streets, like, there's no other way to describe it than the streets are just full, stuffed full of snow. You know, there's a few open areas where the wind kind of just blew everything bare, but that means that there's snowdrift lurking right beside. It's covered. You're looking at snow-covered roads this morning, Greg.
And what about city graders? Now, I mentioned earlier that I kind of felt they were probably out last night, because it was really getting quite worse around 7:30-ish or so, and maybe they were out grading then, but on my drive to work, which is much earlier than now, there were no city graders out there. Have you seen one or two yet?
I haven't seen any yet, honestly. I have done a little bit of Broad Street and a little bit of Albert Street, and it looks like something has been through. But it also looks like there's been, it's also just a product of things have blown over top of it again. Like, they're going to have to re-go over things again. Parts of Saskatchewan Drive, actually, closer to Mosaic Stadium, that area coming off of Louvain, it's quite full just because it dips so low in that area. A lot of the exits, I find, when things blow this hard, I find a lot of the exits are quite treacherous and quite full, and we're definitely seeing that this morning.
And with the fresh snow, sidewalks are probably going to become rather dangerous. Just walking back and forth to our vehicle outside of the parking lot, you have to really watch your step. We know it was all ice yesterday. Now it's snow covered, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, yesterday, it was so slippery. It was an absolute skating rink on the sidewalks. And, you know, it rained over top of it, so we know that it's lurking underneath. At least the snow might give you a little bit of traction. But really, it was treacherous out yesterday as well. I don't think I've ever seen that much rain and even a little bit of hail. I've never seen hail in December before, but there's a first time for everything, and that was yesterday afternoon.
All right, Jillian Massey on the streets. We'll check in with you on the other side of the hour. Thank you so much, Jillian. Coming up with Kevin Martell, City Regina budget deliberations. They had to continue through the storm. And, well, where do we sit right now? It looks as if they've got a mill rate going of 11.26. That's about $285 a year more for us. Will they trim a little more fat? Well, we're going to find out today, because they're going to get back to work and hopefully vote by tomorrow, and we'll know for sure. But Kevin will have deeper details on this one, and you can also check out CJME.com. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but Well, Wham just went to number one on the Hot 100 chart, removing Mariah Carey's classic Christmas song, All I Want. But yeah, there you go. Wham is the number one song. You look at those Hot 100 charts, which normally are dominated by pop stars with current hits. But right now, the top five, they're all Christmas songs. And I'm talking the classics. Even little Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, is in the top five right now. It's just that time of year. The cleanup, slowly but surely, hearing a lot of skid steers around the city, clearing parking lots and from in front of small businesses. City graders, I think, are hitting the road again here. I know snow routes have been declared, so wherever you park, where there's that little snowflake blue sign, you got to have your vehicle out of the way. And I'm looking at the highway hotline right now. Well, first, I got a text here that's from Jim. He said, Highway 1 West, visibility good, but ice covered. And he could feel the wind really, you know, bumping the vehicle around from Regina to Moose Jaw. When I look at the highway hotline right now, yeah, it's blue going towards Moose Jaw. And that means travel not recommended. If you're going the other way towards Indian Head, Coppell, and all that on the number one, it just says it's snow covered. Travel not advised going south on number six. Going north, it's partly covered on number six. Number 11 highway, right now partly covered all the way through to Bethune. And then it says travel not advised. Oh, actually just changed, literally just changed. Number 11 now all the way pretty much to Dundurn is partly covered. So it looks like that's getting better on Highway 11. But yeah, check the highway hotline before you leave this morning for sure. The garbage weather yesterday was so nasty for garbage crews that curbside pickup in Regina was canceled. And if they didn't get around to your house yesterday, it's going to be picked up on Saturday. And buses, city transit at least, are running, probably a little behind here this morning. Buses for the Prairie School Division have already been canceled this morning. In-town school buses, as far as I know, will be running, but again, with some of the snow, we got a lot of drifting snow around the city. Coming to work this morning, my drive, it was, you know, you had to pin it a little. Largely in my own neighborhood, there was a bit of a drift. But on the main drags here, yeah, there's some drifting snow that is off to the side, and there's going to be icy patches. You know how icy it was yesterday from the freezing rain, and now it's snow-covered. And I think when that snow gets trampled down by more of the morning commute, it's going to get even worse and slippery. So give yourself lots of extra time to head to work or drop off the kids this morning. You are going to need it. Last night, I was MC over the Dog River Howlers Rugby Club Christmas fundraiser at Bonzini's on South Albert. And despite the blizzard, we raised close to $20,000 for our friends at the Leader Post Christmas Cheer Fund, which in turn we're supporting four Regina Transition Houses for Women. And I want to give a special shout out to Tim Young from Young's Equipment, Saskatchewan's case dealer. Man, he walks in last night, drops $10,000 on our table for the cause. And thanks to everyone else who just showed up, said, hey, we heard you and Evan talking about it on the radio, and popped in, cranking out the tunes. There was Brian Scalar and his band, my old buddy Donnie Young still keeping the beat on the drums there. Those guys were great. J.J. Voss was there, Casey Stone, and of course Jack Stemple, all giving their time to be a part of this fundraiser. And it was a great turnout last night, even in the blizzard. So thanks to everyone who showed up, raising $20,000 for Transition Houses for Women. That's pretty impressive. We thank you for your donations. Coming up, City of Regina budget deliberations will roll in to day three. We're going to talk to City Hall reporter Jeff Smith after the 6:30 news. Right now, it looks like they're at about a mill rate of 11.26, $285 a year more for homeowners if it stayed that way. Will they trim a little more fat? Probably. Or who knows? You never know. I don't think we're going to be happy about what they decide, but that's just, you know, par for the course. But more on the budget deliberations ahead as well, too. Yeah, if you take the bus, seeking shelter, one of the bus shelters is probably going to be the way to go here this morning. Still really windy and cold. There are snow drifts everywhere. Just comment about the Rolling Stones there for a moment. They just canceled their stadium tour next year, and I was wondering, what the heck happened here? Well, it seems Keith Richards might be the reason. The Stones have nearly completed a new album, and they're set to launch this tour, but Keith, who's 82 today, has said he's unable to commit to the rigors of another tour. He's been facing challenges lately because he's battling with arthritis. I've even seen him in an interview say that he's had to change the style of his guitar playing. Perhaps age is catching up to the ageless wonder Keith Richards, putting an end to tour plans next year. Would look forward to a new album, though. And I look forward to my next guest, our reporter, Jillian Massey. Better her than me right now on the streets. I'm sorry, Jillian, but I'm sure you're in uplands right now. There, the snow often blows in on the outskirts of the city. How's it look?
It's definitely blown in up here. That's the case for most of the city. In Harbor Landing this morning, it was blown in as well. These residential roads are really, really full. I just finished getting done Ring Road, actually. Oh dear. It is the perfect storm of conditions to hit the ditch, as I almost did.
Almost
hit the ditch at the Winnipeg Street exit there, right where that co-op is. Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's still drifting snow over top of it. And there is there's drifting snow over top of it. And you know when you're driving and you can just see that gleam of
the
ice on it. You can see the gleam of the ice on it. If it's not icy, it's covered in snow in certain parts. Between about Arcola to the Winnipeg Street exit, it's snow covered. The rest is icy. It's rather frightening. There's a few cars in the ditch, but it looks like they hit last night. They were pretty blasted with snow. They were covered with snow.
As you were white knuckling down Ring Road and trying to keep it from falling into the ditch, you've been elsewhere this morning. Is there a lot of traffic on Ring Road or very few cars at this point? And what about City Graders? What have you seen to those two points?
Well, honestly, you know what? The City Graders, I haven't seen a lot this morning. You can kind of tell that there has been some stuff that have been down, you know, that Arcola area and the Victoria Avenue area as well. But, you know, a product of this blowing snow is that it really covers up all of the crew's work this morning.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they're going to have to go back over it because it's filled back in.
Okay. Jillian Massey is on the streets of Regina, and on a scale of 1 to 10, it sounds like you give Ring Road 10, 10 being the worst at the moment, to be honest. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
People are driving 60 on it this morning, and it's only going to get busier as we head into the busy traffic hour in the next couple hours.
Yeah, and you get the friction of all that busy commute on Ring Road. It gets even icier, I know. Okay. Jillian, we'll check in next half hour with you. Thank you so much. As you're hearing this morning, your drive to work. Carrot attention needs to be first and foremost, but also extra time. As you heard, Ring Road, if you're on it, slow into 60, cars in the ditch, and in town, some snow drifts on the passing lanes and the highways right now. The highway hotline, as I've been telling you this morning, it continually updates with travel not recommended to partly snow covered. There are no closures now in and out of Regina. Originally, earlier this morning, they were. But number one, even towards Moose Jaw now, it says travel not recommended. We've heard from Jim already. He said, there are some icy patches and the wind is pretty brisk. But he was able to keep her on the road. So keep your text coming, 1-877-300-7275.